Damn it, Hunter.
What?
You got that stupid song stuck in my head.
Anything you can do, I can do better.
I don't know why you were singing that off air, and now it's stuck. Anything you can do, I can do better.
What is that even from? Is it like Annie? I don't know. Like the Sound of Music or something?
Some musical, some garbage music. Anything you can do, I can do better.
Can you, though?
Actually, you know what? Now that I'm thinking about that, Kenya, lady, Kenya.
Hey, I got a question. My first question, do I get to pick the first event?
Now look,
that's my
ladies.
First question.
We're not saying, you know, like, all right, I am woman, hear me roar. That's great. But let's call a spade here.
I get to pick the first one. Arm wrestling.
All right.
How about that one?
Probably going to get it. All right. Baking, maybe you'll beat me, okay?
Maybe, but I still. Maybe you'll run circles around me in that one. But you know what? Anything you can do, you.
Really? Anything? Like anything. We're really. You're painting with pretty broad strokes there, lady.
You know, right. I'm going to say you're effing pushing it. That's what I'm saying. Actually, I'm kind of getting angry thinking about it.
I mean, anything I can do, you're right up there with. I don't think so.
It's kind of a cocky thing to say, you know?
Let's be realistic. Some of the things you can do, I can do better. Okay, that makes sense.
I can get around that. I can get around that. You know, somebody in this room is pretty confident.
It's coming from that lady over there.
Over there. You know what? Anything, huh? Yeah.
Little big for your pantyhose there, lady. Just saying. I'm not saying yet you can't, all right? I got it. But I don't think so.
Maybe go rewrite the song. Come back and we'll.
You're going to change that tire with those nails? I don't think so. I don't think so.
Just saying, you know.
How come I'm the one always killing the spider in the house, huh?
Hey. I'm a confident guy. You know, I'm pretty confident, but I'm not going to go and say anything and everything I do is better than what you do. Come on.
Pee standing up? I don't think you can do that better than me.
A lot of people in this world, just saying.
Anything, really? Okay. I don't like your attitude. Anyway. Yeah, but thanks for getting that stuck in my head. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Anything you can do, I can take a load of this lady. God, from pretty, pretty self-assured. All right. Anyway, well, let's keep her moving here before we sing any more show tunes. Folks, it's time for your 8 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy when it comes to getting your car, truck, SUV fixed up. Owner John Van Landingham, his crew, man, they're the best. Going to get you back on the road quickly, cost effectively. They treat your car like it's their own and take pride in it, man. So go see them, AIR, Advanced Import Repair. Well, I think we all know that Slim Jims are not healthy, all right?
Snap into a Slim Jim.
Oh, yeah, snap into a Slim Jim, yeah. They're not healthy. If you look at the ingredients on a Slim Jim, I'm pretty sure there's no meat in there.
Who's looking at the ingredients, though? Come on, who's fooled? Like, maybe this is healthy for me. Shut up. You're getting a Slim Jim because you're at a gas station on the way somewhere and you need something on the road.
For some reason, you're hungry and that's what you go with, all right? And you know better.
That's the meat department, right? It's just like an Encino man. You got your meats, you got your vegetables, you got your fruits.
Slim Jims, yeah. Well, we did find out also, though, that they're not lethal. Okay, so they're not healthy, and they're not lethal. A 40-year-old woman in Florida named Casey Bariziel went into a gas station convenience store on Monday, and at some point she started shoplifting, you know, like you do in Florida, all right, being a 40-year-old woman. Well, the female clerk caught her, said, hey, what are you doing? They got into an argument. Well, Casey made her way to the door. The clerk ran over and confronted her. Like, hey, you stole. I know you would empty your pockets.
Right.
According to the police report, Casey pushed the cashier and then, quote, struck her with two Slim Jim beef sticks that she was stealing. Yeah.
Like the big ones? Like the mega stick?
Yeah, like the big long, like the 3 foot long, the meter Slim Jim.
Honestly,
all right?
it would hurt. I think that would hurt, getting beat with a Slim Jim.
The clerk, fortunately, was not injured. The police caught Casey, who admitted to the Slim Jim attack. She was arrested and charged with simple assault and theft.
Please tell me she said, snap into a Slim Jim, right?
I mean,
she hit her with
I would hope so, right? Like, if you're going to beat some with a Slim Jim, all right, a la Macho Man Randy Savage, like,
you know,
you got to say the tagline, right?
You got to say the tagline. I didn't steal anything. I don't have a
step into a Slim Jim.
Slap into a Slim Jim. Oh, yeah, brother.
What?
Like, that's the only reason I actually want to fight someone with a Slim Jim is so I can say, oh, yeah? Oh, yeah, how about you snap into a Slim Jim? And then go to beat someone with it, right?
Bam.
And that would hurt.
Is he still the spokesman for Slim Jim?
No, he's dead.
Well, I know he's dead, but do they still use his likeness?
I don't believe so. No, didn't. I thought they had that Slim Jim character. Or was that before Macho Man?
That was
I can't
before
remember.
Randy Savage with the weird plastic hair guy.
Yeah, his hair was like the top of the Slim Jim.
Yeah, that was
like
the 90s, man. That was way back. Maybe in the 80s.
But no, I don't believe. Well, first of all, I don't think Slim Jim is advertising. At this point, they're like, look, there's nothing new we can tell these people.
You know what we are. You know where to find us.
You know exactly what you're getting. It's not like our budget for advertising is that high at this point for Slim Jims. All right?
It is low-grade processed meat in a casing.
I mean, low-grade processed meat, I think, is being generous with a Slim Jim, okay? When's the last time you ate a Slim Jim, Hunter, and you're like, oh, this was a good life choice? I'm glad I did that.
It's not ground-up Wagyu, that's for
no,
sure.
No, that is lips and booty holes, but like the bad ones. The ones that fell off the conveyor belt, okay? And they're like, oh, that'll be for the Slim Jims.
God, it's good, though.
It's just sweep that old. Hey, Hank, sweep those lips and booty holes over to the Slim Jim pile.
Not any more Slim Jims.
We're running low on floor lips and booty holes.
All right, we're going to push that into a tube and sell it.
People are going to love it. Hey, and we're even going to make a spicy version of it, too, because that'll
help.
You
go for
out.
The spicy one? The spicy
always.
One makes me feel a certain way the next day.
Yeah, like you're dying? Yeah, that's what it is. I always go for the spicy one because, again, if I am at a gas station and my option... The choice that I'm making is Slim Jim. I might as well go full tilt.
Yeah,
on that
if you're
thing.
Making poor choices, go for the gold, would you? Just get the spicy one. Get the big mega stick.
Because not only are my guts going to be destroyed because of the Slim Jim, no, it's also going to be destroyed because it's the Tabasco flavored Slim Jim.
Exactly, okay? Tabasco. You know what you should do too? Wash down with a Red Bull. That'll be good for you.
Yeah, and not a Red Bull. No, find like a cheap knockoff energy drink, you know?
Yeah,
like a
big rock stars or something
like that. Yeah. Actually, you know, I remember vividly in the 90s.
My God, it hurts just thinking about this right now.
I remember vividly in the 90s being a young man. All right, I hop off my bike. I go into the convenience store. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to give myself some snacks. Grab a Slim Jim. Grab like a Jolt Cola. All right.
A Surge.
All right, something else, some other horrible processed gas station food, and you know what? Yeah. You know what? I ate it all right there.
You got that gas station plastic bag with the Slim Jim sticking out of it because it doesn't fit.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't pack well. The only thing a Slim Jim would fit in vertically is your JNCO jeans back pocket. That's the only thing.
Right,
that's the only thing. That went all the way down to the bottom, even if you got the big whipping one, you know?
It was perfect. That's funny.
Snap into a Slim Jim, oh yeah! Bro. I'm going to beat you to death with a Slim Jim, oh yeah, brother!
The centrifugal force of the Slim Jim is...
If you spin it fast enough above your head, you actually take off like a helicopter. It's crazy. See you guys later! So stupid. All right, there you go. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day, brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.